Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Elizabeth Sadhu. Welcome to A Sadhu Shares. And I'll jump right in with my tuning in chant. Om Namo. Guru Dev Namo. I bow, Namo, Namo, to the ancient, divine, infinite wisdom that's within me. It's within every cell of my being, and it's within every cell of your being also. We all have it. You know, sometimes you just got to pause for a moment and listen. We usually are getting lots and lots of information, but we're just often rushing around so much to get things done that we don't take that time to pause. And often I notice what will happen is it seems like then the universe will knock us upside the head, or you know, you can call it the universe, you can call it God, you can call it your kind of your inner knowingness, and basically can force you to take a rest, you know, to take a time out, to take a moment of pause. And I think partly one of the reasons I'm saying that right now is I'm going to go visit my son this afternoon, who is a super, super hard-working guy. I mean, some would call him a workaholic. He gives and gives and gives and gives and gives. And he and I are so, so similar. We're, it's kind of like we're the same person sometimes is what it feels like. He's 35 now. But anyway, what happened with him was he broke his leg, and he broke it bad enough. He tore some ligaments where he had to have surgery, and he basically is having to lay down pretty much, you know, rest it and elevate and ice and stuff for a couple weeks. And so he can do work on his laptop. He's an artist, designer, but he does a lot of welding and stuff, so he'll have to basically stay off his leg for a while. And so anyway, I'm excited to go see him this afternoon, his sweetie and his her two little girls, and I'm going to make a bunch of food for them and stuff. But it's kind of that pause, I think. You know, he and I had this really fun conversation last week where we were kind of, I was talking to him about how he and I are so much alike, and he does recognize that. He kind of fought it, you know, when he was a little boy, like, you're supposed to be like your papa, not like your mama. And so anyway, but we were talking about how we're both very empathic and, you know, kind of how to manage it and that kind of thing. And he said something to me that was super sweet. He said he really appreciated that I helped him figure out how to deal with it, you know, at a younger age, as opposed to having to figure it out on his own at a later age. So it's always so nice as a mama to get that sweet feedback from your kids. Like they get what you're doing. So with all that said, it just makes me really realize, of course, because I feel like our children are our greatest teachers on many levels, it reminds me again about, because I know I'm an overachiever, and I was telling Jazz, my son, that we're both overachievers, and I'm really have been learning. I'm 58, you know. So I've been learning about how to take care of me, how to, you know, have more quiet, how to just kind of be. And right now I'm pet sitting for this lovely, lovely, sweet dog who is just this old, old soul dog. She's a black, looks like a standard poodle, part golden retriever, just about the sweetest thing in the world. And she comes and looks at me with those big black eyes, and I just feel like she's seeing me. And she's also a dog I can cuddle on and hug on her, and she's just super sweet. So I love it that I'm with her right now for about 10 days, and Just, I miss my husband like crazy, but we have one car, and I'm here with the car, and he's still up in Portland, and just nice to have a little time, you know. Like I said, I miss him, but this is a really nice time for me to have just some real quiet. I'll do, you know, a walk with the dog, and I'm sure I'll see people. This is the place where we're actually going to be moving in a few weeks, so I'm real excited about that. Looking for a house, too. But so there's just so much going on, so much shifting, and it's fabulous. One of the things that I was thinking about with, you know, taking that moment of pause every so often and listening to that inner voice, that still small voice. So yesterday I had to go do a couple errands, and I decided to stop at my favorite thrift store here in Corvallis, and for no good reason, really. You know, it wasn't like I needed anything, but it was just kind of a fun thing. So, of course, I run into a woman who I know a little bit, and she has been proclaimed by a joint friend of ours that she's more woo-woo than me, and so we always giggle about that because we think he's so funny. But we had one of those, like, immediate connection experiences that was so sweet, and I'm kind of feeling like she may be somebody for me here in town, and it was just like we were speaking the same language, and so that was really fun. And she was laughing, too, because she said she wasn't sure why she was supposed to go to the thrift store, but she dropped by, too, and so we were having one of those moments like, aha, we were supposed to connect. So now we have each other's phone number, you know, and so that's just super, super sweet. Just feels lovely, you know, very welcoming, and I just came into town yesterday, so that was fun. So much shifting, so much going on. Really excited. I just felt excited about the whole thing this morning, and like kind of this feeling of anticipation and joy and, you know, like something fun is coming kind of thing, feeling. And anyway, we'll see what happens, you know. If I looked on the surface of what, for instance, one of the things that's coming is we're going to be getting a house here. Well, if I looked at the surface of what is available right now, I could feel, you know, a little downcast and a little just not very hopeful about the possibilities of getting a house that we want. We don't need fancy, but I want a nice, clean house. We don't want big, blah, blah, blah. We have a certain budget, et cetera, et cetera. And the one house that we thought was the one that fell through, and that's all good. So it's kind of like, okay, I'm just trusting the universe is going to come through. There's going to be the perfect house at the perfect time. My husband and I are going to be living, kind of doing house sitting for a few months here and as we're looking and seeing. And so we have some very kind friends who have offered, one friend has offered their house, one friend has offered a small apartment for a very cheap, lovely rent. And so it's one of the nice things about moving to a little smaller town. We have a lot of friends here. We've come here a lot. Some of our closest friends are here. We'll be a little more equidistant between our daughter in Portland, our son in Eugene. That feels really good. I just feel so embraced, you know. And so the funny thing about it is my husband and I had moved to Portland 4 years ago, and he embraced that Portland life a lot faster than I did. It took me really a few years to just really kind of get more into it. And as I was really enjoying it and starting to get into it, we had a shift where our rent went way up. But in those first 3 years of living there, I'd come to Corvallis to do pet sitting, or we'd come to visit or whatever, and I just would think, oh, I'd love to live in Corvallis again. But I knew that it would basically take a big blast to move us away from Portland. And neither one of us really like moving, but my husband hates it with a passion. And in fact, he wants to have our next move be our forever house, you know, wherever we end up. So in my mind, it's like, well, it better be the perfect house. So anyway, I think it's so interesting that we are now ending up in Corvallis. And, you know, sometimes it just takes a little time for things to formulate and happen. And so, again, you know, it's kind of listening to that voice. You know, sometimes it's like, okay, I see I'm supposed to go down this path, or I'm supposed to. I think in this situation it was really good that I got very much into living in Portland and loving the life there and embracing it. And somehow what has come to me is that, and the angels are saying, yes, this is very, very true. It's like as you embrace and hug on sometimes things that are challenging or hard or whatever, you embrace them and welcome them and love on them, it can dissipate and it can become a reality. And sometimes it can dissipate and then move you to your next step. So there's always lovely things to be learned. And I can't remember, there was something else I was going to say. It doesn't even matter. So anyway, the angels are saying that I'm going to be, oh, that's okay, I wasn't expecting this, open for business sometime soon and doing some kind of, they say I'm not going to call it angel readings anymore. There was a possibility of calling it soul comfort. There's something kind of there. The angels have named me the angelic ambassador of joy, so there's maybe something to do with helping people find their joy. I'm not sure exactly what it is, but we will see what happens, and I'll be opening up my website again, which is very fun, ElizabethSadu.com. And my husband's going to be marketing me, which cracks me up because he's not a woo-woo person. I told him, I said, you can't market me if you think I'm a nutcase. You know? He gets a kick out of what I do. I don't tell him everything, you know, but he does know I talk to angels. So that's kind of fun. Anyway, the angels are like insisting that I tell you all that. So that's fine. That will unfold as it's meant to. And now I'm supposed to do a chant. Okay, they're telling me to do the chant. This is the fifth poti from Japji Sahib, which is the very beginning of the Sikh holy book. And this particular one has come to me. It's kind of like when you're feeling hopeless, this is the thing to go to. I'm not feeling hopeless, but they're telling me this is what I'm supposed to do right now. And it had come to me that this was also a way to help in these shifting times, ascension times, shifting away from the 3D, and helping you be very open to what all the possibilities might be. So the lady just told me I have about a minute and a half, so let's do the chant. Tapya na jaye, kita na hoye, ape ap naranjana soye, jina sevya tuna paye man, nanak gavye guni nadan, gavye sunye manarakye bao, duka para hara sukha gara le jaye, guru mukha nadan, guru mukha vedan, guru mukha rahya samayi, guru isara guru gora kabarama, guru parabati mai. Jai ho jana aka nahe kehna katana jai, gura ikde bujai, sabana jia ka ikdata, so me visarana jai. So we're about at the end of our time here, and boy, that always goes so fast. I'm so surprised. And you can connect with me also on Facebook if you're interested. Elizabeth Mataji, M-A-T-A-J-I, that's my name that my kids call me, Sadhu, S-A-D-H-U, and I would love to connect with you there. So everyone have an absolutely beautiful, fabulous day. Take care.